Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. As you can hear, it's time for a check-in with Juno's Parks and Recs team. Welcome, Colin Monahan and Lauren Anderson. Nice to have you here.
Thanks.
Glad to be here.
Okay, who should we start with? What's going on in the Juno Parks and Rec realm?
So we'll go and start with the pools. The Parks and Rec Department of CBJ is proud to offer a summer pass. Last year was the first year that we had offered this, and we're offering it again this go-around. It's going to be $149 for 5 months, and there will be three facilities included with that pass. So we'll have both pools included in that pass, as well as the Treadwell Ice Rink come August 5th once they open. The summer pass again is 5 months. It'll start May 1st and go to October 1st. And it'll be $149 across the board for all ages. A senior or a youth or a child, it's going to be $149 for across the board for that. So that's exciting if you're wanting to get fit for the summer.
It's like an all-you-can-use pool pass.
Absolutely, yeah. Unlimited use.
How much?
$149 for 5 months.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Last year we offered this, and it was for the pools only. And we thought this year, why not offer it up for rink users as well, or for any user that buys the pass and can then use it at the rink when the rink opens August 5th.
Lauren, you're telling me that you just took the ice out of the arena.
We did. Mm-hmm.
What's that like?
It just takes us a day. We have to turn off the ice plant about 24 hours in advance, and then we have to wait for the bond to break. So underneath the cement surface where we build up our ice is kind of where all the refrigeration goes through, and there's this whole system underneath the ice that then has to cool off, and then the bond breaks kind of like an ice cube tray. And then we're able to chunk the ice out with a John Deere, and as well as some of us are kind of chopping away with hand choppers. And then we pile it up, and a bobcat comes in and takes it out the ZAM garage. It's best to do it when it's still cold enough, because if it gets too warm and starts melting, it just is a mess because our ice paint is white. We have to paint the ice white, and so then it just gets to be kind of a sloppy mess. So the bigger the chunks are, the better it is to just get it out the door.
All right. What's it look like under the ice?
It's just a cement slab. So we're hoping that next summer we're able to do a little bit more with the facility and make it a more multi-use facility. And we've done a little bit of this on and off over the last 16 years. Since the facility opened, but currently we are closed for this summer, and we're hopeful that next year we'll be able to offer roller skating and floorball, and maybe the Derby will want to use the facility. And for those of you listening, if you have ideas of what you'd like to see for Treadwell in the summertime, you can give me a call or send me an email. My information's on our website, or you can send me a message on Facebook.
Got it. So you will have the ice back on August 5th. How long does it take to get the ice back?
It takes about a week. Yeah. And so then we have to freeze things back up, and then we slowly put the ice down layer by layer of water. So, and then we paint it. And it's quite a process, but there's a good team of us that get it done. And we're excited. We're excited for the start of the season, even though we just took the ice out.
What do the Zamboni drivers do all summer?
Most everybody is on seasonal leave except for two of us. And I've been working on summer projects, advertising and planning for next season. And then the ZAM driver is working on the ZAMs, actually. And this year, this summer, we're replacing the kick plate. It's the yellow kind of bottom border around the inside of the arena. So it's time to replace that. It kind of gets chewed up. It gets kicked up. And so there's some big gouges that we need to we just replace the whole thing.
Okay. Colin, speaking of that pass, that $149 pass, is that per person or family rate? How's all that work?
Yeah, so that's per person, okay. You know, no matter what age you are. So, okay. You know, for the pools, if you're under the age of two, we don't charge admission. We just ask that, of course, the guardian or parent stays with the under two-year-old. But, yeah, $149 across the board for all ages.
For both the pools and the Treadwell.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's sales open May 1st, it looks like. If somebody were to get their pass then, you're saying it does work for the arena. How long into the arena's opening?
Oh, until October 1st.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. So the pass is valid May 1st to October 1st, mm-hmm. but the rink use is only August 5th to October 1st, since that's when we'll be open.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you can purchase the pass at City Hall in the Parks and Rec office on the second floor or at either facility, Augustus Brown for the downtown pool users or at Diamond Park Aquatic Center for the Valley patrons.
Okay. Any new like classes or anything we should know about at the pool? I know there's like aerobics going on, right. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we have Tai Chi as, you know, we typically – that's probably one of our most followed classes is our Friday Tai Chi class at 8 a.m. You know, we turn all the lights down in, at Augustus Brown and just have only the rec pool open for the Tai Chi class. So, you know, we don't even allow people to come in and lap swim during that time because we want to really kind of have that – really kind of meditation feel for it. So it's really good if you're rehabilitating from, you know, like an injury or you're just kind of wanting to start your day off really well. Come check us out, you know, at Augustus Brown at 8 a.m. on Fridays. And Rob is our Tai Chi instructor and he's a great instructor. So, yeah.
Is it similar to Tai Chi but in the water?
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. So it's really just moving, you know, focusing on kind of balance and body movement and just really kind of stretching and, you know, yeah, just getting limber.
Got it. When's a good time to come and free swim at the downtown pool?
Yeah. So, you know, we are – I always like to say this. Between the two pools, we're open 28 hours every day. So, you know, between the two facilities. So, you know, we open up at 5:30 a.m. at Augustus Brown and we open up at 6 a.m. at Diamond Park Aquatic Center. So if you're looking for a lap swim and you know, want your own lane, I would say between 1 o'clock and 3 p.m. in the afternoon is kind of the slower time. So if, you know, you're just trying to – get your own lane and, you know, not really have to share your lane with someone. That would be the best time. But outside of that, you know, we do have quite a big following for lap swimmers for that. Yeah.
Okay. That's Colin Monahan. And we've also been speaking with Lauren Anderson about passes and the Treadwell and swimming pools and all that. More information, what's the best place to find you?
Facebook or on our website. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Treadwell okay. Arena.
Yep. Or junopools.org.
Great. Thank you both so much for coming on the show. Is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, just a few kind of announcements. So currently right now, Diamond Park Aquatic Center is closed for annual closure. Nothing's wrong with the facility. We're just doing the annual maintenance as far as repainting and just, you know, TLC for that. And then the first week of June will be the same for the downtown pool at Augustus Brown. We'll be closed for the first week of June for the same thing, just, you know, annual maintenance of keeping the facility nice and pretty.
I guess you picked the right weather to close the pool,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Planned it.
Great. Thanks for coming on the show, you too.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
You can't roller skate in the Buffalo Herd. You can't roller skate in the Buffalo Herd. You can't roller skate in the Buffalo Herd. But you can be happy if you've mind to. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. You can't take a shower in a parakeet cage. Shower in a parakeet cage, but you can be happy if you've mind to. All you got to do is put your mind to it. Knuckle down, buckle down, do it, do it, do it. Well, you can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. You can't go swimming in a baseball pool. But you can be happy if you've a mind to.